This program is brought to you by Emory University.
The people that get into trouble are work out hard, stop, work out hard, stop.
Most of the times, runners get into trouble when they do one of two things: increase their intensity of training or increase their frequency of training too quickly.
A lot of times people have improper footwear, improper techniques in different sports. They don't have the strength and the right muscle groups. They aren't doing enough off-the-field training to go along with their on-the-field training to keep everything strong and safe.
You don't want to do too much, too soon, too fast. That's when we run into a lot of problems.
Kids get into trouble when they try and do the same thing year-round. So year-round sports of playing the same sport is not necessarily what the body is designed for.
What we see a lot of is that athletes, because of their desire to play and be tough and the bravado associated with football and soccer and some of these sports, will minimize their symptoms and get back in the game, and then they might suffer another event, and then we might have weeks or months of symptoms that are really hard to get over.
As far as injuries go, ankle sprains are still the most common sports injury there is.
If you start off after 3 years of inactivity trying to run 3 miles a day, it is clearly a recipe for an injury.
You know, I see a lot of overuse injuries in runners because they're running through pain and kind of hurting themselves and doing too much.
Stress fractures like little league or shoulder.
I see a lot of people with back problems who are trying to do too much, you know, and keep on injuring their back and don't do the proper rehabilitation or things they need to get better.
If you try and rush a patient back from a concussion too quickly, then they're more prone to other concussions and more prone to long-term symptoms.
Certainly, we don't recommend running and doing activities when you're continuing to hurt and when you're hurting more and more. If you're having an injury that every time you go out there, it's getting worse as you exercise, and that night and the next day, you're feeling symptoms suggesting you wish you didn't exercise, then that's when you know you've probably overdone it.
Have a plan.
Number one is fun. Have fun.
Check with your primary care physician to make sure that your heart's okay, that your lung's okay, that your cardiovascular system is fit.
You need to get to know your body.
There's controversy about whether stretching is good or bad. If you're going to stretch, you need to do it almost every day of the week.
So I tend to tell patients, stretch every day to keep your joints supple and to maintain good range of motion in all your joints.
And it's better to stretch after you've exercised than before you've exercised. And really the best time to stretch is probably after you've warmed up your body for 5 or 10 minutes and you're kind of loose, and then you can stretch and then you can exercise.
The hamstring, back of the leg stretches and low back stretches are tremendous, and that really helps people.
But probably more important prior to that pickup basketball game or that game of flag football or that game of tennis, more important even than stretching is going to be a warm-up.
Warming up correctly is something that every kid needs to do.
I typically will tell my patients, you're ready to play basketball, you're ready to pitch in that softball game, you're ready to play flag football when you're dripping with sweat.
Variation is good for you.
By cross training, you not only avoid a consistent high impact, but you also hit on different muscle fibers, different mechanisms of activating those muscle fibers.
Play different sports throughout the year and give your body a break from doing the same thing over and over again.
Spend more time in a cross training type environment. So change up the way we attack our fitness program.
You have to slowly build up and get to where you need to go.
You can't stop exercising. You got to make time.
Proper diet with a proper mix of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats.
And they've done a number of different studies with different shoe models, shoe makes, and the only thing that has found true to be consistent with helping prevent injury is the patient's comfort with the shoe.
Remember, you need to be strong, you need to have endurance, you need to have pliability. You can't just ignore one and expect to be perfect.
It doesn't matter what you want to do, how you want to do it, slow progression.
Keep your exercise regime constant. You can do different things, but keep your body working. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone else or hurt you, then do it. The mantra is, if it makes you feel better and you think it helps you, do it.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.